Good morning and welcome to a wet old day in Phuket. Just one of those drizzly days, but I'm sure sometime later in the day it will clear up. It usually does, even in this wet season. And yes, we are in the middle of the wet season. Now, trying to put that into perspective, at the same time the TAT and, well, the Thai government are going to open Phuket as part of this sandbox program from July 1st. The CESA confirmed that yesterday. It's now got a few more steps to go through. It's got to be approved by the double CSA, and then it has to be included in the Royal Gazette. At that stage, the Thai embassies around the world will reflect what's been happening here on the ground for, well, the past 2 months, as the government prepares to use Phuket as a pilot program to reopen Thailand for travellers. Now, to try and put it all into perspective, what's really happening is Phuket is being used as one large quarantine. What we learnt yesterday were there were some updates to the earlier guidelines. The first is that they're going to extend the time you need to spend in Phuket to 14 days before you can travel on to other parts of the country. Of course, you can stay for less than that, but you'll have to leave Phuket at the Phuket International Airport and fly back to where you came from. So the new 14-day guidelines reflect the current quarantine time if you come to Thailand from outside the country. The only difference is that your quarantine space won't just be a hotel room, it'll be a huge island, the largest island in Thailand, about the size of Singapore, with some 48 kilometers from top to bottom to explore. The other key change is that they're going to allow people to fly into Bangkok's Sawanapum Airport and transit to Phuket. This will open a lot more options for flights into the country. Now, the Phuket sandbox plan is far from ideal for a lot of people, but it is at least a start. And Thailand, after being locked up for about 14 months, has to start somewhere to start to allow travellers to get back into the country and the Thai government to start managing the situation rather than trying to contain it. That is impossible now. Now, the Phuket sandbox will be open for people who are fully vaccinated. For children, if they're younger than 6 years old, they won't have to be vaccinated. They won't even have to have a test when they get to the airport. But if the children are between the ages of 6 and 18, they will require a test when they arrive at Phuket International Airport. At this stage, you will be required to have a certificate of entry to get into the country. This is something that you'll need to organise before you depart. You'll also need to have a PCR or rapid antigen test, negative of course, in the 7 days before you depart to Phuket. The bottom line with all these changes is it looks like the Thai government are going to manage their way out of this COVID situation to allow travellers to get back to Thailand. At the moment, it's only through Phuket. But if the sandbox plan works here, they'll roll it out to other major tourist areas in Thailand. How they're going to contain those other areas is a much more complex situation. At least on Phuket, it is an island and they can seal it off and use it as a large quarantine area. Now, I was certainly one of the people that was skeptical if this July 1 deadline would be able to be met. But here we are some 4 weeks away and be damned, they are going to open the island to travellers from overseas no matter what. But there are still going to be some restrictions, and we also need to keep you up to date with what's happening on the island and what will be open for you to enjoy when you get here. We'll keep you up to date with all those details at thetiger.com. And from a fairly wet and miserable morning here in Phuket, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to speaking to you next time.